Om Shanti. So yesterday we discussed half Murli, half part, first part of the Sunday's Murli. Today we will discuss the second part. This was about the World Peace Conference that was organized here in 1983. So we'll see something about that conference. Baba talked with Dr. Robert Mueller. We'll see something about him. And Baba talked with Uncle Auntie, and Baba also, there was a message through Dadi Gulzar. So we'll also talk about that. There was once a Greek philosopher whose name was Aristotle. He was student of Plato and he was teacher of Alexander. This Aristotle was once walking alongside a seashore and he sees a madman. What that mad person was doing, that mad person had a spoon and he was going to ocean, filling that spoon with water and coming back, and there was one hole near the shore and he was putting water into that hole. And he was doing this continuously. So Aristotle asks him, "What are you doing?" So that person says, "I am trying to empty the ocean." He says, "I am trying to empty the ocean." So Aristotle says, "What a madman you are. With such a small spoon, you are trying to empty the entire ocean." So that mad person who knows Aristotle, he says to him, "Then what are you trying to do? You are searching the absolute, the ultimate truth of life, which is like an ocean, and your mind, your brain, human brain is like this small hole. You are also trying to do the same what I am trying to do. Am I mad or you are mad?" Yesterday's Murli, Baba said a very good thing. He said, "You have come to the ocean. You have come to the ocean. So don't just fill your urn and go from here, but become master ocean and then go. You have come to the mine. So don't just go and fill two handfuls and go, but become the very embodiment of it." In that story, that person, that madman, is trying to empty the ocean, and the madman says to Aristotle that you are trying to know the ultimate truth, but your brain is such a small. Here, that ultimate truth has come down on this planet Earth. And he is saying to us that when you come to me, you become just like me. It's not that you just come here and you fill yourself with a handful, or you are just filling your that small urn, but you yourself become the master ocean. What a beautiful statement Baba has said. You have to empty this entire ocean. He is the ocean of love, so fill that entire ocean in your soul. Become the master ocean. Whatever he is, you become the master. This is one of the most beautiful statements in yesterday's Murli, first. Second, in yesterday's Murli, there was Sandesh message. And one very beautiful thing, which we should do every day, whilst doing yoga, is, and this can be a topic, and Drishti of God. Drishti of God. Somebody can take this topic for next Friday. Dr. Hina can take this topic. Drishti of God. What did Dadi Gulzar saw in Vatan? When Dadi reached the subtle world, Baba was there. And Baba was giving her Ruhani, spiritual vision, spiritual Drishti. And through that Drishti, Dadi said, "I received four things." Drishti of God. What do we attain by that Drishti of God? Dadi said, all four things were coming through that Drishti and getting merged in the soul. And I was feeling as if I am attaining all those four things. What are they? Power, peace, love and bliss. Such a beautiful experiment of yoga that we are in front of Bab Dada. Bab Dada is giving us that non-stop, incessant drishti, and through that drishti, infinite powers are coming. That unprecedented love is coming and is fulfilling my being. That love, that bliss, that peace, everything is coming through that drishti. So this is a very good experiment, that we go to Baba and take his drishti every day at Amrit Vela and again during our evening yoga and multiple times throughout the day. Whenever you see Baba's picture, visualize that divine rays are coming from that, those two eyes, those dark, dark, watery eyes. So those four things are coming and getting merged. First task is to empty that ocean. Baba said, you are that bird who has decided to empty this ocean. And I have come here to get emptied. And you do this. It is said that the drop gets merged in ocean. But you can say it the other way around also. The ocean is getting merged in the drop. There is one Avyakta Murli where Baba said, today the ocean has come to take bath in these rivers. You all are rivers, Ganges, and the ocean has come to bathe in you. He has said this in one of the Murlis, 18th January 1988, probably. So, that is the second experiment. We take his drishti. And we take his drishti multiple times. We see him. And whenever we see him, feel that those floods of love is inundating, is just fulfilling me. Second, third experiment from yesterday's Murli. Dadi said, just as you have Shivling, image of Shivling which is round, here in Vatan, in that subtle world, Baba emerged a oval image, globe sort of, and lot of diamonds were studded, and four different types of lights were coming, and those lights were getting converted into words. This is a very good experiment before giving speech. If you have to give any speech, and if you feel you are lost for words, conversion of light into words, conversion of colors into words. You just sit in front of Baba and suppose you want to talk on any topic, for example purity, and you don't know what to talk. So what is speech? Speech is nothing but collection of words. And Baba said, transformation of light into words. Lights can get converted into word, and let that light come from Baba. It's coming unto me. And that light is taking the form of words. Baba said four colors. The first color, white color. White color or white light is coming and getting transformed into word, peace. Green color is coming and getting transformed into enthusiasm. Light blue color is coming and getting transformed into zeal. Golden color is coming and getting transformed into service. We can form anything like this. This is a very good experiment where Prakash, the light, Rang, the color, is taking the form of words, Shabda. You cannot say that I don't have words. What should I speak? This is the conversion of light energy into verbal energy.
In the laser show also
they show like that. This is just the play of energy, conversion of energy. Energy can never be destroyed. It can just be converted from one form to another form. So this is the form of light energy getting converted into verbal energy. This can be used even at the time of interviews. You don't know what you are going to speak. This can be used, your boss is very much angry with you and he is going to scold you and you don't know what to speak. Take the energy of light from Baba and you don't plan what you are going to speak. Let that light get converted into words. Such a revolutionary statement that words are arising from colors. Words are coming from light. This can be practiced as a yoga. This can be practiced as a experiment throughout the day. What to speak, when to speak, how much to speak, which words to use. Let that energy get come to us. And the clearer our mind is, with that clarity, that energy will come to us and that energy will get converted into words. At one place while talking with VIPs, Baba said, the words of VIPs are powerful. Even our words can become powerful. This is the third thing. Fourth thing, Baba is talking with different parties. The first party, Baba gave them seat of lotus, Kamal. They are Kalamdhari. They are holder of pen. So Baba said, you take, whenever you want to write something, whether it is Chintan, whether it is some churning, some contemplation, some poetry, some article, anything, whenever you want to write something, sit in that lotus seat. You remain detached from the tamopradhan vibrations of the world and you remain very much loving to the Father. In this seat comes Purusharth and Paramarth, both. Purusharth, something which you do yours for yourself, and Paramarth, something you do for goodness, for God. So, at the time of writing, where do you sit? Kamalasan. Then only you can stay away from the negative vibrations of the world. Sit on that asan and then start writing. Even that may be, now this writing includes typing messages. This writing includes typing SMS. This writing includes typing WhatsApp. Anything. Because we are very quick to respond. Suppose somebody sends a WhatsApp. So our hands, they have no patience at all. These fingers, you know, these fingers have become so fickle, so nimble that they just want to answer. They just want to respond as fast as possible. That person has hurled an abuse. He can't stop. Mudslinging. This starts. That person has leveled some false allegation against us. You are like this, you are like this, you do this. Immediately we type, you also do this. Immediately we type, I just don't do that, you also do that. So these fingers first sit on Kamalasan, on lotus seat, then only write anything. Otherwise don't dare to write. Thinking is different. At present we are discussing about writing. We'll come to thinking also. So, Baba is talking with media persons. Second group, Baba is talking with VIPs. This is the second seat Baba has given them. This is Swan seat, Hansa Asan. If you sit here, you will have power of discrimination. Because VIPs means most of the time they are administrators. They have to take decisions. So they are administrators. So Baba is saying your power to discriminate will increase. So sit on that swan seat. Just as you sit on some seat, here also your intellect should sit on this swan seat and then you will send out power and love to all the souls. This is second. Third, Baba is talking with surrendered souls. Sevadhari servers who have served in this conference. When this conference was organized, mostly all cannot become speaker. But you know, those who speak, they are always praised. What about the servers? Those who are incognito. So Baba said to them, so good thing, Baba is giving them a garland of light, of flowers, of virtues. So stay happy. Give this message to all, Baba said, stay happy, stay fortunate. Blessing of happiness and you are bestower of happiness. So this is in short about message and this thing. Now we will come to the main topic, and that is World Peace Conference 1983. It started on 9th of February and it was till 14th of February. This Murli is on 15th of February. 9th February evening, this conference started in Om Shanti Bhavan. The inauguration session, the song was played by Kalyanji Anandji of film industry. And many people were there. So there, it was a proper farewell session, and then there was a valedictory session at the end on 14th evening, where everybody was taken to Baba's rock, Pahadi, mountain, where they had a combined yoga. So in this conference, this was the first of its kind. Earlier, if you just see the history of Brahma Kumaris, our services, when all the children came here to Mount Abu on 5th May 1950, earlier there was personal services, one-to-one. Then it started speeches. Then they started exhibitions. Then they started projectors. Then they started with fairs. And recently they organized a Mahasammelan in Delhi. So all these things were done till now. But still people used to say that this Brahma Kumaris should come on the ground. So that's why this is the first of its first attempt. It was a world conference. About 3,000 delegates had come from 40 different countries. People had come. The first session was on 11th, and Dr. Robert Mueller, who was the assistant secretary of UN who served UN for 40 years. Also one more doctor was there, Rodrigo, and many other people were there. Dr. Hegde was there, who was the vice chancellor of Mysore University. The High Court Negi was there, who was the minister, and Dr. Jatti was there. I don't know, he was not doctor, I suppose. Jatti ji was there. So lot many people were there, High Court judges were there, and they were like different groups, educationalists, and there were politicians, there were women's conference also, some doctors were there. Many great people were there. Some religious leader were Swami Satchidananda from America. He was also there. So the first session was there on 11th of February 1983. And the anchor was Jayanti Ben for that session. And the main speakers were Dr. Robert Mueller and many others. And this all thing has been covered in the Gyanamrit of 1983. March edition. The price of that Gyanamrit is 1 rupees 25 paisa, as is written. So everybody talked about so nicely about this institution. They said, for the first time, this is a peace university. Many of the speakers said, this is peace university, and everybody's lecture in short is given in that Gyanamrit. Somebody said, this is the symbol of world peace, this university. And this Robert Mueller, Baba spoke personally with him on 15th. Baba said, you will definitely do your work. Baba has, whatever plan you have, now on that plan spiritual thing has been added, and so you remain unshakable. People will try to deter you. People will try to stop you. But you will not stop. Even if you feel lonely, know that Bab Dada is with you. And you know, after the conference, Dadi Janki he was with Dadi Janki and meeting Dadi Janki, he was constantly saying this to Dadi Janki, that Baba has said me that you will definitely do this work. You will do this work. You will do this work. He was overjoyed. And he has said that whatever Bab Dada talked with Dr. Robert Mueller, he said that had a very deep imprint on my mind. That words of Bab Dada are ringing in my mind. That you will do it, you will do it, you will do it. Because Baba said that to him. One day your dream will come true, Baba said to him. Because this man, Robert Mueller, if you look at his history, when he was very small child, he was born in Germany, and right from the childhood, he had seen wars. Germany and France. He was born in France. So always, France was at war with Germany. And in his youth also, when there was Second World War, he was witness to all the calamities. He was witness to all the torture of wars. Once he himself was imprisoned as a prisoner by Germans when Hitler was there. And this Robert Mueller, he says he had seen death like anything. He has seen how the soldiers were caught and how they were set fire in front of his eyes and he could not save them. There was a human slaughter in front of his eyes. And that was a turning point of his life, that he decided that I have to work for world peace. Because so much peacelessness, so many deaths around he saw during his childhood. When he became youth, again he had that passion. He took some degrees and later on he has narrated in one of the interviews, he recently died in 2010 at the age of 87, just now. And about 7 years back, he was traveling in a train and then he saw one ad in the newspaper that if you can write an essay on peace, world peace, you probably, because UN had recently been started that time, you can get admission in UN. So he just writes an essay on peace. And that the essay was so beautiful that he gets selected. So it was just that essay written in the train that was responsible for his entry into UN. And he served UN for 40 long years as a as an assistant secretary. 40 years. Many times his name was nominated for this peace Nobel Prize. Many times his name was even nominated for secretary, general secretary, for the post of general secretary, though he never became, but thrice he was nominated for the Nobel Prize also. So, and he has said in one of his interviews a beautiful thing. He said, UN is not my obsession. Peace is my obsession. I want peace, peace and peace. Peace is my dream. Peace is my obsession. In this Murli Baba said, your dream will come true. And this man had a habit of writing his idea about dream every day. And he had written so many books. And his wife used to say, why are you writing book on happiness? Why don't you write on UN? He used to say, I have nothing to do with UN. UN is just the instrument through which I want peace to come on this planet Earth. So his entire obsession was peace. And see, Baba has said to him, one day you will see with your own eyes the flag of world peace, the flag of peace is hoisted in the whole world. So this man was one man who wanted peace on this planet like anything. And to have him here was a great privilege. And he is known as the philosopher of UN, because he was the first person to bring all this new movement, new age movement, and this Brahma Kumaris is known as new age movement, all this religion into UN for the first time. So he had an obsession for that. And Baba spoke with this Dr. Robert Mueller. He says, Baba is with you. If you feel lonely, know that I am with you. You will be victorious because you have faith in your intellect. Nishche buddhi vijayanti. So be assured. Baba is with you. And in that, the Jagdish Bhai has recounted the experience of Dr. Robert Mueller and said that he was continuously saying this throughout till the time he was in Mount Abu, that Baba said to me, Baba said to me. So like that. So this was about Robert Mueller. And in this conference, first 5th, 11th, then 12th, many people spoke. There was a medical conference also. Out of all the names, I just know Dr. Girish Patel was one of the speakers, Dr. Kokila and Dr. who is this doctor from Gujarat, our BK brother, sister Niranjana. Sister Niranjana. I know these three, while rest were from other places. There was also legal, Dr. Justice Iyer was there, Krishna Iyer. He spoke at length about Brahma Kumaris. Entire speech is given in that Gyanamrit, what he spoke. There were so many other speakers from other faculties also, and they also talked at length. And there were about 10 different aims of this conference. What are the 10 rules of the conferences? What rules? There was a charter, which was Mount Abu Charter. So that was also proposed here. So what should be the rules for international friendship? What should be the rule for at the personal level? 10 rules for personal level, 10 rules for international relationships. Different, so many things were proposed in that conference. So it's like an honor for this institution for the first time, because here Jaint Event announced that now we are affiliated to UN. So this institution actually really became international with this conference. Yeah, consultative status. So Jaint made that announcement here during that period. Yesterday also, during yesterday's Diwali celebration, Jayanti was putting in mind of that event, that while she was reading that Murli, she was reminded of everything that happened in 1983. So this was a really very significant conference. And then that brother Steve Narain, who was there, and his wife Betty Narain, they were from Guyana. Baba also, it's not Betty, it is Betty. Her name was Betty. I think it was written Betty, which means daughter. Actually, that is also right. Baba also praised both of them, that you are multi-million fortunate and so on and so forth. So Baba also praised them a lot. He was that time vice president of Guyana, and he was instrumental soul. Actually, from there, everything started. Even before America, it was in Guyana. And Guyana, Sister Mohini Ben spoke in that conference. And Sister Vedanti spoke. Vedanti Bhai had said very beautiful thing. Today peace has broken into pieces. She said in that conference, peace today is broken into pieces. So Jayanti Bhai was one of the speakers. Then Mohini Bhai was one of the speakers. And so many other. Negi, Mr. Negi was there. I don't know much about him. But there is a book. There's a book by somebody on the life of Mr. Negi. He was the minister of Himachal Pradesh, and in that book there is a complete mention of this. This is the book, World Government and Thakur Sen Negi. This is a book, and this book has one complete chapter, chapter number 9, and the name of the chapter is Best Investment for World Peace, a World Government. So it is describing this conference at length. What all the declaration that were made, 10 declarations, and everything it is talking in this conference. So this mention of this conference has come even in some of the world literature.
It's documented.
It's like a big declaration. You can read that. You can get from Jagannath Bhai from here. So in that way also, this was a very significant conference. So it was a first of its kind. So that's why so many things were unique in this conference. All the guests were staying in some of the hotels, and after every guest, about 3 or 5 sevadharis were there to look after them, after each guest, because they are VIP status, all these guests. Never before such guest ever had come in Brahma Kumaris, because this time the theme was world peace. And Jagdish Bhai also spoke very nicely, because at that time he was the chief editor of 3 magazines, Purity, Gyanamrit and World Renewal. Ramesh Bhai had given his vote of thanks very nicely. Nirver Bhai, who was the general secretary, he also spoke very nicely about entire things about Yajna. So all these people who had come here for the first time, they got introduced to a new institution that told them that such a task is going on. And at one very beautiful thing I liked was, they said that the cause of peaceless in the world is moral lapse at the personal level. Unless and until there is a peace in somebody's heart, there cannot be any this thing. There cannot be world peace. So there was a women's conference separately, doctors' conference separately, and legal. And all these people, you know, this different sections of Pandavan at small places, conferences were organized. At different separate conferences, seminars and workshops, this way. All these things were organized. So, even this was there. What is her name? Usha Ben. She was in Mumbai, I think, that time. She was one of the speakers who conducted meditation. So, in between some meditation sessions were also conducted. So, and this was, in short, there are many things. Probably, if there is a Hindi class, I would discuss in that about all the rules and regulations. Now, there is a shortage of time. So, this was a very phenomenal conference, an exceptional conference in the history. After that, again, after 1 year, there is on 84th. In 1984 also similar conference was organized. I have even the pamphlet of that conference, of 84th, not the first conference. So we will discuss at length in Hindi class about this conference. Om Shanti.